October 12, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Getting into God's Stride. Enoch walked with God, Genesis 5:24. The test of a man's religious life and character is not what he does in the exceptional moments of life, but what he does in the ordinary times. When there is nothing tremendous or exciting on, the worth of a man is revealed in his attitude to ordinary things, when he is not before the footlights. John 1:36. It is a painful business to get through into this stride of God. It means getting your second wind spiritually. In learning to walk with God, there is always the difficulty of getting into his stride. But when we have got into it, the only characteristic that manifests itself is the life of God. The individual man is lost sight of in his personal union with God, and the stride and the power of God alone are manifested. It is difficult to get into stride with God, because when we start walking with him, we find he has outstripped us before we have taken three steps. He has different ways of doing things, and we have to be trained and disciplined into his ways. It was said of Jesus, "He shall not fail nor be discouraged," because he never worked from his own individual standpoint, but always from the standpoint of his Father. And we have to learn to do the same. Spiritual truth is learned by atmosphere, not by intellectual reasoning. God's Spirit alters the atmosphere of our way of looking at things, and things begin to be possible which never were possible before. Getting into the stride of God means nothing less than union with himself. It takes a long time to get there, but keep at it. Don't give in because the pain is bad just now. Get on with it. Before long, you will find you have a new vision and a new purpose. That's the end of Oswald's text. We need to pursue the stride of God, pursue seeing things from his perspective. And the way to pursue that is only one. To know the heart and mind of another person, I must become intimate with them. I must speak with them often. I must spend quality time with them. I must let them speak to me often and speak to me long. I must listen to every word. I must pay attention to those words. I must absorb those words into my mind and my heart. Once I know a person intimately, then I can complete their sentences and they mine. It is essential, if we want to be in stride with God, doing exactly what he wants, to know what he wants, I must be intimate with him.